You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's Finance Minister Sajid Javid takes to the Manchester stage just a month before Britain is due to leave the EU.
We will be remembered for how we respond, and we will do our duty. Now that starts with getting Brexit done. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of days. 31 days, deal or no deal.
But after cross-party talks at his office in Westminster, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says all opposition parties will do everything they can to prevent a no-deal scenario.
And ensure that the Prime Minister obeys the Act, the EU Number 2 Act, which you referred to as the BEN Act, which requires him to make an application to the EU by the 19th of October if no agreement has been reached by Parliament at that stage. There is no signs that the Prime Minister has even made an application of any sort or indeed any proposals to the EU.
They also agreed not to hold a vote of no confidence this week, while Prime Minister Boris Johnson is at the Tory meeting.
The position is quite simply this: when a government collapses, then the leader of the opposition is invited to form an administration which would, in this case, do two things. One is to make sure we do not leave with no deal on the 31st of October, and secondly, pave the way for a general election so the people of this country can decide who their government could be, what negotiations they would have with the European Union, and in our case, put to the people a public vote so they can decide what the future relationship is with Europe.
The four-day conference has been overshadowed with controversy after a journalist claimed Mr. Johnson grabbed her thigh at a private lunch 20 years ago. He is also facing scrutiny over claims an American tech entrepreneur received money and perks from London coffers while he was the city's mayor. But despite this, the Chancellor of Exchequer backed his leader.
The Prime Minister himself has said that allegation is completely untrue. I absolutely trust the Prime Minister and his word, but yeah, I'm not going to get drawn into what should or should not happen.
Outside, protesters marched through the streets of Manchester against the Conservative Party. Thousands joined a Manchester for Europe rally, flying EU flags and signs depicting the PM as a clown.
Tories.
Among the crowds was Andy Nash.
I think no one would be happy with the Brexit that they're proposing at the moment, though. And people do want it done, but they don't want it done at any price. And Boris seems to have forgotten that.
Hell no, we won't go! Bollocks to Brexit!
Bollocks to Brexit!
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.